Free Talk Live. Bring up anything as we launch into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the ProXPN toll-free line with you tonight in here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Coming up, Vice reporting on the NSA lying about everything. But we're talking about the DEA. There's an agent, or we're going to talk about, I don't think we've even started this yet, the DEA agent who freaks out at a Senate hearing saying that marijuana legalization is scary.
He's actually not an agent.
Oh,
he
really?
Is the chief of operations at the Drug Enforcement Administration.
They're all sworn agents. I mean, he's an agent at some level. He's just a head agent.
Right.
So at some point he was on the ground level kind of doing the grunt work.
Yes,
so.
Some point, but
he could arrest you if he wanted to.
Right. But just to point out, he's not just any agent.
Gotcha.
He is the chief of operations. So he's
the CEO.
The big guy.
We'll get to that here in moments from rawstory.com. Also, RT reporting on the same story as well. Of course, we'll take your calls about what you want, and that's what we're going to do first here as we launch into the third hour of the program. We've got Nathan on the line, or actually, no, we don't yet because he's still on hold, but we are going to put Nathan on the line from Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Nathan, you're in Texas. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Wait, did you say sworn agent? Does that mean they all swear an oath to the Constitution?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Typically, law enforcement agents do tend to swear oaths to a Constitution or two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the non-law enforcement ones do too? Like the...
You mean like the secretaries? No. But
yeah, I guess.
I don't think the secretaries
really
do.
That wouldn't really make sense.
I don't believe that.
I wanted to talk about the quantum computing since Temper called in and brought it up again. There's a lot of really weird press about quantum computing because, journalists want to write about it, and so they say weird things like, the atom is outside of space, and, you know, things like that. I came up with an interesting analogy that I thought would help illustrate what a qubit is.
Okay.
So a normal bit in a computer is sort of in a one or a zero, and it's used, a transistor is used to model that. You guys all know how digital computers work, I guess, right?
Well, I don't know if everyone who's listening knows how computers work, and I couldn't tell you that even though I know how to build a computer, I don't know how everything goes from being ones and zeros to pretty things that come on my screen. I mean, there's some,
okay,
there's
well,
some
I
programming
to...
that goes on in,
hold on,
in there.
And Ian, some of those pretty things that come on your screen aren't really there. You just imagine they're there because of substances in your body.
That's not where I wanted to go tonight, but...
Anyways, I wanted to focus on the ones and zeros aspect because a lot of people get confused
about...
Well,
that's what's behind computing, as we know it, are ones and zeros. It's the binary system. Everything is based on that.
Right. You can use binary to represent numbers, and then you can add them and subtract them and store data with them. And the physical components that are used to model that don't really matter. In this case, we're talking about using the transistors in a classical computer, whereas it's atoms or, you know, photonic states for a quantum computer. And some people get confused by this, but, you know, a quantum computer, it's still using bits. They're just quantum bits, but they're being modeled with atoms. And
what does a quantum bit even mean?
Well, it just basically means a bit that's modeled with an atom. So, like, say, the polarization of a photon or the spin of an electron, some atomic thing used to represent a one or a zero or up and down or something like that.
You better go to this really amazing analogy of yours because, bits is atoms thing isn't working. Go ahead.
Okay, so the analogy I came up with was imagine that you know an expert bird watcher or ornithologist, and he'll tell you where the position of the birds that you ask about are at any point. So if you want to ask about Polly the penguin, he'll tell you if she's currently in a cage at the South Pole or if she's been moved to the North Pole and can't find anything to eat up there or, you know, however that works. And so a classical computer is kind of like... a bird that can only be found at the North Pole or the South Pole. You know, it's only up or down or north or south. Whereas a quantum computer is sort of more like a swarm or like a school of birds that are kind of flying around the globe. And if you ask this bird watcher, he'll still tell you whether they're in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere, you know, still north or south, still up or down. But you can see the birds themselves are kind of in between state. You know how they always talk about a superposition of states or a combination of states?
No, most people don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
But I have to say that the bird analogy is at least something you can listen to. I mean, as somebody who is a layman, I'm able to listen to the bird analogy. It doesn't mean anything to me because
all I heard when he said penguin at the North Pole was, that's not right. Penguins only live in Antarctica.
I know.
There are some that live in the Galapagos Islands, but that's about as far north as they go in a natural habitat.
I'm going to let the geniuses continue to call in and try to explain quantum computers
to us. Do we have to?
This is hilarious to me.
Nathan, thanks for the try. I do appreciate the attempt. 855-453 855-450-3733. Do you feel inferior when people like that call in
They're just trained in something that you're not trained in.
Yeah.
That's all. They understand it, and they haven't yet figured.
No, that's true.
You can see what they're not trained in. They're not trained in communicating what they understand to people who don't understand it.
I am glad that he said bird watcher before he said ornithologist. Otherwise, I would have said, "What is that?"
Right.
Well, right. Okay, but Mark. Well, I get what you're saying, that they're not trained to communicate these ideas. To communicate these ideas requires a baseline of knowledge. As you can see, they reference ideas that, you know about the superposition of the thing, you know, all this stuff.
No, I don't.
No, we don't.
No.
I'm sorry. And I know more than the average person about computing.
When he said superpositioning, it made me think Schrodinger's cat.
What's that?
It's a cat that's trapped in a box with radioactive material.
Aww.
And if you open the box and it triggers something that releases the radioactive material, so you don't know if the cat's alive or it's dead, and it's supposedly both at the same time because there's no way to know.
It's a quiet cat, too. Very quiet cat.
So God has blessed them for being so brilliant and really understanding these ideas. I'm grateful that there are people who are so intelligent out there working on important things like quantum computing while I can sit here and press buttons on a soundboard.
Yeah. the thing is that they're going to get better at explaining it to us. Somebody's going to call in and we'll understand better. All I could do was
have to
read something online and come to some understanding of that.
Well, right, you read some reporter's interpretation of what somebody who was hopefully
decent. I guess they don't apparently like computing exists out of space and time.
But
analogy.
That's something that you can kind of understand.
I can communicate that.
Right. Yeah. Moving on. 855-453 is the toll-free Pro XPN line here as we go to Phil listening in Michigan. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was actually calling about two topics. I'm not sure if you guys talked about it yet, but over in New Mexico just recently, some guy was basically alien raped by the cop over punching his teeth or punching his buttocks at a stop.
Yes, we talked about that story. I actually pulled up the news
about
that.
Yeah, that was a couple of months ago, there's been another incident.
There was a similar incident in a different place, but yeah, he was horribly violated. Horribly.
But what I called about was that I just read the news that he got a settlement for $1.6 million, I believe it is. Unfortunately, the criminals in the gang didn't have to pay it themselves.
And of course not.
I haven't seen any news of any of the criminals having to go to jail or get charged with rape or crime for what they did to this man, and that's really the horrible part here. The taxpayers get to foot the bill, and
the funny thing here is that if you or I did something this horrifying, we would go to prison, and the person who got raped would get nothing. When the government rapes somebody, and that's what happened here.
Literally.
They raped him.
Yes.
The doctors at the hospital rape him.
If I hire somebody to kill somebody, I'm still a murderer.
Yeah.
So they raped him, and they don't get, nobody gets any time, and nobody has to pay any fines except
the
innocent public. It's a strange system that we somehow accept.
I don't know if we mentioned this, but no drugs were found in the search. Thanks, Phil, for the update on that. I actually happened to have just found that story online during one of the breaks as well, and I had intended to mention it. So appreciate Phil bringing that up. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. NSA lies, DEA's freaking out. Coming up. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That's the point of the show. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want. We're live 7 days per week, or nights, I guess, depending on your time zone. It's night where we are, here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire.
It's evening. Nights from midnight to 6 a.m.
Sorry. You should go to Wikipedia and look up the difference between evening and night. Evening,
you're in radio land now.
Evening
mornings are from 6 a. to midday.
No.
Midday to 6 p. is afternoons, and evenings is 6 p. to mid.
Night. I thought once the sun went down, it was night.
Yep. That's right. We're not defining things by radio day parts, Mark. We're talking about things that people can understand because that's how it is in reality, where it's night when it's dark outside, and the evening is the transition between light and dark.
That's twilight.
Okay.
No, Twilight is the horrible movie about the girl that something with a werewolf and a vampire.
Sparkly vampires, yeah.
All right, so you can take control here. And still to come, the DEA head of operations, the chief of operations, what he had to say about legalization of marijuana. He is scared. He's so scared. We'll get to that. But first, BuzzBox Coffee. You want to talk about... Mark, you are the drinker of coffee on the show, and you've really been enjoying BuzzBox Coffee.
It's really, it's quite good. There's no doubt about it. It's great tasting coffee. I don't want to push BuzzBox by its taste, though. You can get good tasting coffee at the same price you can get BuzzBox anywhere. Mm. What you can't get is the ability to help people at the same time. Because what we're doing is we're trying to finance 100 microloans via World Vision. So we're trying to get 1,000 people. And that's a sizable goal.
Lofty goal.
That's a lofty goal. We want 1,000 people, listeners, to sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com and help us to help 100 families into the coffee co-op so that they can break the generational chains of poverty where they live. BuzzBox is great coffee because it's shade-grown, completely organic. It's top 1% Arabica grade, so you're going to be drinking awesome coffee, and you're going to be helping people in the process. So help us help them one cup at a time by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. We'll give you a free pound. Try it out.
So I'm looking at the Skype. Now, the interesting thing about Skype is they've got the chat that goes along with it. So normally when you call into the show, you don't get to say things off once you're off the air. But with the Skype, you can send a message after the fact, and we're probably going to see it. So Temper, who called earlier about the quantum computing, actually comments about Nathan's call. He says, ha ha, he's even lost me. Yeah. Let's continue here with your calls. We've got Recording Master Tim on the line, and I'm not sure where he is in Skype land. Tim?
Hi.
You are on the air, sir. Where are you calling from tonight?
Wisconsin.
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
The thing that I wanted to ask last night is, of those who moved to New Hampshire for the Free Stick project, how many of them moved there for getting into a singer and musician kind of activism, because those are the kind of singers and musicians that I really feel that I'd like to get to be able to record, to do recording for.
Cool.
I like to use my skills for that.
So I don't have a direct answer. Obviously, we don't know what all of the 1,500 people who are here as part of the Free State Project do for a living or for hobbies. But I do know Luther, who used to be on this show as a co-host, is really in. He's in a band. And he's
Marcus, who is on the show,
Marcus
is
a one-man rock band. Yep. And so there's plenty of people within the movement who are
interested.
The band
is called Minor Revolution.
That's Luther's band.
A Minor Revolution,
yes.
Yeah.
That's right. And so, yeah, just of our show co-host, JJ was a singer in a band back in Wisconsin, actually, as a matter of fact. And so, yeah, of our co-hosts, there's three of them right there off the top of my head that have been involved and or are still involved in the music scene in some way. So, and then if you come to the event, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you'll find that there are a lot of bands that play at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Many of them are involved directly with the Free State Project or are supporters of the Free State Project. But one thing I would caution: please do not move to New Hampshire with the expectation that you're going to be able to do enough business with just activists to be able to make it. I don't think that's a realistic expectation. It's one that could create a level of disappointment if you come here thinking, like, for instance, there was an attorney who I really love very much. He's a great guy who moved here thinking there was going to be enough business amongst the activism community to fund his attorney's fees.
Well, enough activists do get arrested.
Right, but they don't have any money, so there's that issue. So that is one thing that you're dealing with here. So if you're looking to do professional recording, I would look into already existing studios and or starting your own studio and marketing to the general public rather than just activists.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do look to do recording for anyone that I can. And I really have got professional recording skills developed, especially on the multi-track recording. And then something else that I just have to say is also during the break, I just couldn't help feeling like wanting to shake my head at hearing about that law, about if someone used the word Nazi and stuff like that. From World War II.
What law is this? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, you didn't hear the IRN radio news?
No, we don't always listen to the top of the hour news at the break. You're saying there's some sort of law that does what exactly?
Oh, Mike Rivero, on what happened on Republic Broadcasting, was also talking about a law that people can get fined. I forgot how much, for using the word Nazi, and I don't remember what other
word. Is this in the United States?
It sounded like it to me, by what
we'll look into it. And thank you, Tim, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. At 855 450 free. That's 855.
Is he talking about Godwin's law?
He said it was on the news. I don't imagine a newscast is going to report on Godwin's law. That's what are you referring to when you say Godwin's law?
Godwin's law is that any conversation that goes on long enough on the internet will at some point or another devolve into mentioning Nazis or Hitler.
I can't imagine that's going to make a newscast, okay. Godwin's law. Now, what he's saying is that he thought he heard something on the news about someone, some sort of law somewhere where someone calling another person a Nazi would be a crime. That's my understanding of what Tim just said.
Possibly in Germany, because everything related to the National Socialist Party has been banned. When the band Kiss performed in Germany back, I forget when it was, late 80s, early 90s, they actually had to change their logo because the S's in their name looked too much like the S's from the old SS.
So 855, 453. Okay, here you go. Quick Google search of Nazi in the news. Fox News, 6 hours ago, in Israel, bid to outlaw the word Nazi sparks freedom of expression concerns. So it's in Israel. It's a draft law that will criminalize the use of the word Nazi in most cases. Sparked a debate on freedom of speech that was in a state that was founded out of the ashes of the Holocaust. So there's your news on that. I'll go ahead and link the story over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so you can get deeper into that if that's what you'd like to do. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The DEA's position on legalization. We'll come back with that in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we're here to take your calls about whatever you want. And if it gets too esoteric, then we'll just... if we start to glaze over, we will say something. The conversation, by the way, about the quantum computing has continued, as you pointed out, Daryl.
The mudslinging continues.
With me as the middleman here, we had two very, very brilliant callers, Temper and Nathan, had called in to do their best at explaining quantum computing. Nathan, Temper said that... Oh, where did it go? Anyway, Temper said online that Nathan had lost him with his analogy, and Nathan has now responded to say that Temper doesn't know what he's talking about. So without getting in any further detail, I just thought I'd share that. So, by the way, if you'd like to talk to one another directly, we have a chat room. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen to the show, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. So what I have a feeling, I think there's actually a miscommunication here because, I think there was a lot of miscommunication on this topic.
Yes.
But I think that even between the two brilliant techno geeks, there's a miscommunication because I think Nathan believes that Temper was trying to claim that quantum computing was outside of time and space, and I don't feel like he was saying that. I think that you were saying that, Mark, and that Temper was trying to somehow contradict that. So maybe they actually both agree and they don't realize that they agree. So here's what I'd suggest, gentlemen. Go to chat.freetalklive.com or cam.freetalklive.com. The chat room's built right into the webcam page. If you go to chat.freetalklive.com, it blows up a full screen chat. So if you want maximum chat and don't care about the cam, you can do that. And then you guys can just hash it out. You can get your own private room in case everybody else in the chat room just doesn't really care.
Hey guys, get a room!
Yeah, you could go and get a private room. In fact, there could be like a quantum computing debate at the Liberty Forum. I've heard there's going to be an unconference portion at the Liberty Forum. Now, I'm not sure exactly how this works out, but it's my understanding that an unconference is basically a conference without a schedule. Essentially, that kind of the members of the conference, the people who are attending the conference, sort of just self-organize the people talking about whatever. So maybe quantum computing could be
anarchy.
Could be one of the topics. Now, I don't think it's going to be the full New Hampshire Liberty Forum is not going to be an unconference. I believe it's only on one day for one section of time that is going to be an unconference. But it's going to be an interesting experiment, and there will certainly be a lot of brilliant people. I bet you could get 10 people in a room at Liberty Forum who understand quantum computing. I bet there will be that many techno geeks at Liberty Forum. And yeah, there will be many more who would be interested in learning about quantum. Like, there will probably be 100 people at Liberty Forum who might be interested in sitting through a discussion about quantum computing. Because the Liberty movement is full of people who have an appreciation for technology, people who want to learn about that kind of thing. I like computers, but I really don't care how they work on the inside. I just know how to put them together. I know how to use them for my purposes. And that's
I want my flying car. That way I don't have to worry about whether or not somebody plows the roads or fills the potholes.
All right, so let's go to the phones and the fun. Helen is listening in Ithaca. 2WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Oh, hi. Good evening. I'm sorry this doesn't have anything. Well, maybe it has a little bit to do with quantum physics, quantum mechanics, because this stuff was going on, being birthed in the 1940s. But I just wanted to know, you guys were slamming FDR, you know. This is, I think I called you like a little over a week ago. And you told me that one of you guys were reading this book that would explain to me all the bad stuff that he did. And I think I recognize one of your voices. Do you remember?
I don't know who was reading the book. I think it was the third co-host on that evening. You know, I can't speak intelligently about FDR and his policies.
Well, I know that Frances Perkins, she was a genius there. She's the one that got everything stimulated, you know, which made meaning spending money to get jobs going, et cetera. But the book that I've been reading, I read several books at the same time, so I'm not even done reading this thing. It's called The New Deal of Modern History by Michael Hiltzik. And it says both sides, you know, that he had a lot of people who were criticizing him, FDR, but all right. So I guess I'm kind of wasting your airtime because.
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, maybe Mark's not very well educated about FDR, but I do know a little bit about him. I mean, he was one of the most revered presidents in the history of the kind of worshipped presidents in the history of the United States, because he created under his term all these social programs. One of the more noteworthy ones is Social Security. And people really, really love him for these sorts of things, when in point of fact, the Social Security program is nothing more than a Ponzi scheme that robs from young people in order to give older people a pathetic end-of-life subsidy. And we're supposed to be happy about that and somehow excited about it. I'm sorry, it doesn't do anything for me, Helen.
Yeah, but do you think your 401k does a better job?
I don't have anything like that.
401k is going to do a better job than I.
You would trust Wall Street. Do you know what kind of?
I don't trust any. I don't have that, Helen.
Wall Street's return better returns than Social Security does. Social Security gives 1% return, which is less than inflation.
Well, I just love the term bailout, because we bailed out Wall Street.
I got you.
Being taxpayers.
Well, I hear you.
Bailout is a jail term, meaning bail someone out of jail. These people should be in jail.
I'm with you. Look, I don't disagree. I don't disagree with those statements.
I don't have a 401k. I don't even know. I mean, I've heard about these things, but
I've got an
IRA. I don't have any of these government savings plans or whatever. I think that people should take care of themselves and take care of their neighbors and take care of their loved ones and take care of strangers on their own volition, not because they've been forced to by some sort of government program. I think that takes all the virtue out of helping people.
You know, I'm a pretty decent person, but I've been on this planet long enough to know that, guess what? A lot of people don't think like that. They're just crazy.
I gotcha, but that doesn't mean it's okay to threaten those people.
Threaten them? What do you mean threaten them?
Okay, so this is it. See, the Helen, I really understand where you're coming from. You want to help people, and so do I. But I'm not willing to use violence in order to achieve my ends. And that's what backs every state program out there. Everything that the government creates, it has created because it has taken money from people, many of whom who did not want to give that money up, but they did because they were afraid of what the government guys would do to them, i.e. put them in a cage and or take their life from them, take their property by force. One of these three things are the typical ways that government tends to get people's compliance. People don't give to Social Security. I mean, maybe some people do, but nobody I know wants to give to Social Security. They do it because they're forced to by the system or else, or at least they feel like they're forced to. Businesses are afraid to not withhold Social Security funds. I don't pay Social Security, and I don't plan on collecting Social Security. There are people who've opted out of it, but in a lot of cases, people are afraid to opt out, business owners specifically, and if you can't get your business owner to opt out of Social Security, then you're not getting out of it. You're going to be paying 15% or 13% of every paycheck is going to go into this system, and it's going to be just peed away by these government bureaucrats and politicians. They're going to go spend it on bombing people around the world. And so it's violence that backs Social Security. But whether you want to admit it or not, it's violence.
But when you said the bombing people, I understand why people don't want to pay taxes, because they're against war. That's
one reason.
Definitely. But when you're paying to this common pot and it's being saved for you.
No, it's not being saved. It's not being saved. They're spending it immediately.
That's the truth, Ian. They certainly do what they want with it. They put it in the general fund. But even if they did, Helen, even if there was a law that said we've got to put our money into a common pot so that when we all get above the age of 65, we can get it back out. That doesn't mean that the government doesn't get to change the rules whenever they want to change the rules.
Which they've already done.
You know, I mean, the pot provides a 1% return, which is less than inflation. I don't want to put my money in that pot. Do I still have to? And what happens to me if I don't? Because I know the small business tax on the tax form is what, I would have to, if I still paid taxes, that's what I would have to pay into. And so if I fill out my IRS form and I don't pay small business tax, they're going to come after me. And they're going to potentially throw me in jail.
They put Wesley Snipes in jail. They put all kinds of people. And I want to hang on to Helen here. If you can stick with us, Helen, we'll let you respond in a moment here at 855-450-FREE. They always put these high, these Hollywood stars, Lauryn Hill, I think, just recently went to prison, to send a message. And the message is, we've got guns in cages and we're willing to use them.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call and thoughts. By the way, tomorrow night on the program, we are expecting to talk to Adam Kokesh. He was sentenced today. As you may recall, he was arrested this summer for having a shotgun in the streets of Washington, D.C. as a protest. He made a short video of it. And he is now convicted of a felony. He pled guilty in that case. He was sentenced today. The sentence was time served, thank goodness, and 2 years worth of probation. He is still, I believe, facing charges for drug and gun possession in Virginia that he has yet to pan out. That is,
and he also has to register as a gun offender now.
Right. So we're going to catch up with Adam tomorrow night, and we'll get the scoop from him as to what's happening and what's coming next with him. So definitely don't miss that. Of course, your calls are the primary element here. So we're going to go back to the phones and the fun, but want to remind you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. You can come out to New Hampshire. Third major event that happens here. There's the Liberty Forum coming up in February. There's the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the summertime. And then this fall, you'll be able to attend the Keenvention, the second annual Keenvention for 2014. There hasn't been an itinerary announced yet. It's just the event has been announced at this point. We've got the dates. It's October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd. So it's over a weekend, a spooky Keenvention weekend. Here in Keene, where you get to come and meet the activists, because New Hampshire Liberty Forum's great, and we're going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum in just about 5 weeks from now. So the Liberty Forum's awesome. You definitely want to go to that at nhlibertyforum.com. But Liberty Forum's got all these highfalutin, fancy pants speakers from all over the country. These, you know, big names. We've got the activists at Keenvention. Keenvention is a convention about activism. It's by activists, it's for activists, or for people that want to be activists or want to learn about activism. This is what you can do at a Keenvention. Now, Keenvention 2013, I recorded everything that happened. Every single panel discussion, every speech. And I apologize, last weekend I dragged my feet. There were computer difficulties that I was distracted with. I've been trying to release one video from Keenvention 2013 every single week. I dropped the ball last weekend. I apologize. Hopefully I'm going to make it up to you this weekend, because JJ's keynote speech, our former co-host JJ, who's now hosting his own Bitcoin podcast, his speech, I think, was the best speech of the entire weekend. I think I think it was fantastic. And so that is what's coming up next at Keenvention.info. So if you're bummed because you missed Keenvention 2013, we've got it all on video. You can literally watch every single moment with the exceptions of all the conversations that went on at Keenvention. You don't get to experience that. You don't get to experience karaoke and the, you know, the galactic bowling and the VIP dinners and things like that. But the actual curriculum of the event is free, and you can go and watch 2 days worth of it right now at Keenvention.info.
9 videos up so far.
That's right. Yeah, and so we've got the full day of Sunday to go. That's yet to come out.
You've still got the keynote from Saturday
to go.
That's
JJ's. That's what's coming next. So JJ's is next, and so stay tuned over at Keenvention.info. Follow the Keenvention page on Facebook, and we will keep you in the loop as Keenvention 2014 develops. I have already nailed down one of our keynote speakers. I'm not going to announce who it is yet, though. So we're going to hold that. I'm going to hold that one a little close to my chest. We're going to go back to the phones, though. Helen is listening in Ithaca, New York. Now, Helen, we were talking about Social Security. I said I get it. I support the idea of helping people. I give to the local homeless shelter here in town. I've given to the food bank here in town. So there's no doubt I'm willing to put some money into the realm of charity to actually help people out. And what you said was, well, there are some people who don't. There are some people who don't want to do that. There are some people who just want to, you know, collect all their money and shove it under their mattress and hoard it all. And I get that. But I'm not willing to force them to give to things that I think are important. I'm only willing to attempt to persuade people by giving them good reasons and giving them a good, an easy way to donate and encouraging them to join on with something, with incentives. I mean, there are ways to get people to contribute to
something. If your ideas are good enough, people will want to adopt them voluntarily.
But even if there is some jerk or a group of jerks out there who doesn't want to come on board, okay, fine. They're inconsequential to me because there are plenty of people who are good people who are willing to help. And what I was trying to explain to you, and I know it's hard for people to see this, because if you've always believed in something like Social Security and then I come on the air and say, well, it's backed by violence, like every government program, that's something that you're going to bristle at. And so I wanted to give you a chance to respond.
Okay. Well, you seem like very kind-hearted, good intentioned people. You know, you seem like very likable people. But I think it's naive for you to... There are a lot of jerks, if we want to use that technical term, in this world. And, for instance, civilizations who've been around longer than us. Like, I lived in France for 4 years, okay? And when I was there, I was a healthy student the whole time I worked there. And guess what? Like, I only went to the doctor, like, twice for a checkup, but I paid into the system there. So I like single-payer health care is something we should have.
You haven't answered my points, though, Helen. You asked me about the state and violence. You asked me about my claims, and I backed up those claims by giving you examples of the violence behind the system, and you've not really addressed that.
The violence, are you talking about having your tax dollars go to war? Yeah.
No, that's only one aspect of it. That's how the money that they take from you by force is spent, and I don't agree with that. But I don't agree with the force being used to take the money in the first place. As I pointed out, if you don't do what they say, they will put you in a prison cell. Business owners are particularly under the gun. They're afraid they're going to lose their businesses and go to jail if they don't do what the IRS tells them to do, or the Social Security Administration, or whoever, whichever government agency. It's all backed by the threat and the actual use of force on peaceful people. And I don't think that's right, even if I do think the person's a jerk.
Well, we don't have any debtors' prisons anymore. So if you don't pay, like, your IRS bill, you don't go to prison.
You are completely
yes, you do. There are thousands of people that go to jail for not giving money to the IRS.
Do you know who Wesley Snipes
is? I owe the IRS.
Do you know who? Do you know who Lauryn Hill is? Do you know Wesley Snipes, Richard Hatch? I mean, these are just three stars who...
Yeah, well, these are like millions and millions of dollars, okay? I don't owe the IRS millions of dollars.
Well, and I'm glad you're not going to jail, Helen. I love having you call, but the fact is that another thing about the IRS is they require you to fill out a form. It's a one-year potential prison sentence for simply refusing to fill out their IRS forms. But the 14th Amendment, I think it was the 14th, that freed the slaves says that it is that there will be no involuntary servitude. So I would ask you, what is
filling out a form that I don't wish to fill out. Is it not involuntary servitude?
There's a lot of people here who don't pay their taxes, and none of them have gone to jail. There's a lot of activists here that are, because they're against wars, that they
there's
don't
a,
pay.
There's been a lot of Quakers go to jail for not paying war taxes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, Helen. You're just maybe blind.
I'm glad. I'm glad these people haven't gone.
Also, Mark, don't forget, there are certain people who specifically earn under an arbitrary amount set by the IRS. I don't know if it's like $11,000 or something per year. They earn less than the amount, so they don't have to legally file taxes. And I'm sure some of those people are who you're talking about. But, yeah, sure, there are people who don't pay taxes and they get away with it. That's just because the bureaucracy is too inefficient to go after all of those people.
And there are some people that will file, and because they forgot to carry a one, or they, you know, carried an extra one, they goofed up on the math, they go to jail because they were bad at math and wrote the wrong number down.
How about Larkin Rose? How about Irwin Schiff? Irwin Schiff's still in jail, the father of Peter Schiff. He's in jail in his 80s for advocating that people not pay taxes to the IRS, and he himself not paying those taxes. There are constant examples of this, Helen, and if you don't want to see those examples, I can't help you there, but I can guarantee you any cursory amount of research will reveal that people are regularly, they are regularly threatened with jail, number one, because look at the bottom of every tax form you sign. It says that you're signing this under the penalty of perjury and that you'll go to prison for at least five years if you don't fill the form out correctly or whatever. And then there's all these other so-called crimes involved in not filing, etc. And people are afraid of the IRS. And Helen, I can't say anything else to convince you. Thank you for the call tonight.
One quick point on FDR. The Supreme Court, it was rumored that they were going to rule the New Deal unconstitutional. FDR threatened to add more justices to the court, and then they quickly changed their mind and decided that it was okay.
Let's go to Bill. He's in Jackson. Bill, you've got the last 20 seconds. Go quickly.
Quick, guys. Just look at the county of Galveston, Texas, was allowed to set up their own opt-out program, and they turned out to be much more successful in that retirement than the IRS has ever been, and the IRS did not allow any more of those to go on, and it's still
going on. Right, let people choose. Let people choose and be free. Thanks, Bill, for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today? Have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
Get unheard-of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.